Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road and to avoid life responsibilities. So I'm sending you my regards from Haifa. I'm in Israel. I'm here visiting the family in between nomadic waves. Once again, a really cool city with the Baha'i temple and great beach, so recommended. And today we're going to talk about a topic that might be a little bit boring, however important, which is how to find places that you can work from as a digital nomad with your laptop. So let's dive into it. Okay, so the topic for today would be working with laptop from coffee shops and other places. So, a quick introduction. Digital nomads make their living online, and the place that you choose to work from is important. And it actually has to be serious, because if it's not, you're not taking yourself seriously. So, although some of us prefer working from home, and it might be the best option for some, most of us still need a little bit of social stimulus. And getting out of home while working and enjoying coffee worked brilliantly for many, many famous writers in the past. Everyone had their own coffee shop, and it might be a good solution for you as well. So just as a personal note, what I'm doing while I'm working, and I'm working the vast majority of the day, is using a combination of coffee shops, usually in the morning, and then switching to a co-working place to do the bulk of the work and a lot of meetings. And today we're going to talk about what makes a place a great place to work at while working with your laptop. How do you choose one? How do you find one? So basically, it's important to say it really depends on who you are and how your work routines look like. Some people like this place and another person would like another place. However, some things, for example, infrastructure like internet and so on, are critical and they are a common need. So we will address those things in the article, go one by one, and kind of try to dive into the characteristics of a really good place that you should look for. So let's start with the first factor, which is basically the factor of noise. Now, every one of us has different tolerance to noise. Some of us even prefer places with some hustle and bustle to keep them moving a little bit, to wake them up. Now, the important thing is to pick a place that you can concentrate in. And in general, I usually avoid places that are family-oriented. So, for example, or teen meeting place. For example, McDonald's. That would not be a good pick for work, because simply the atmosphere is not suitable and you're going to have a lot of people running around you, which is probably not the place you wanna stay in. And in comparison, what you do want to look for example, a place like Starbucks or Costa Coffee. They might not have the best coffee shop or the coffee or the quality or the atmosphere. However, they're very geared into work, and the environment or the people that go there are people who are usually interested much more in work than the people who go to McDonald's. Also, places that play loud music are probably better avoided, since you get out of there with a major headache and you feel like a zombie. I had a time in Varna where I spent the morning in a place that was actually kind of a discotheque coffee shop, and it totally destroyed my day after. So you might feel like, whoa, that's pretty cool, but after a few hours it will get on your nerves, so you wanna avoid really noisy places. Now, if a place gets really noisy, you can consider using those isolating headphones to mitigate the disturbance, but then again, try to avoid noisy places. Okay, so we went over the factor of noise, which should you consider, and then we switch to the quality of internet. So, of course, first of all, you want to find out if there is internet or not, which is critical for most of us. Although I have to say that in some cases, if you're the creative type that likes doing writing, sometimes a place without the internet is a lot better. But then again, most of us, while we work as digital nomads, we're going to need internet. So what I do is I check in advance before I go into a place with my phone, for example, that they actually have a network. Usually the network name is going to be the network of the location. So if you see a network, you can be pretty sure that they have Wi-Fi. And if not, you can, of course, ask. Now, the quality of the Wi-Fi really varies from place to place. And some places have really notorious connection, and that will require trial and error. You can't really know. There are some applications, for example, Check My Speed and so on, that will tell you what is the speed. But, you know, sometimes the stability of the internet is more important than the speed. And this is kind of a guessing game that you will know only with time. Now, if a location has a Wi-Fi sign on the door, it doesn't only give you a clear indication that they have internet. Also, it means that they're more open-minded and friendly to people who will use the place to work. So I always like to go to the places that kind of tell you, in a way, you're welcome with your laptop, with this Wi-Fi sign. Okay, moving on to power sockets. So you want to choose a place, probably, if you're staying for a long time, that has electricity outlets. So if you're, especially if you're staying a long time. So try to locate in advance, before you sit down, a table that has those sockets, because you don't want to switch you don't want to switch tables when you're out. So you want to prepare for this in advance. Now, temperature. You don't want to get too cold or too hot. So especially if it's in the summer or in the winter. So you want to pick a place where you feel comfortable and prepare accordingly with what you wear, what you take with you in advance to the place you're gonna stay in, especially if you stay, again, for many hours. Okay, the next factor to take into account is smoking. So basically, if you're a non-smoker like me and it drives you crazy when people are smoking near you, don't go to countries in the Balkan. But after you decide not to go to countries in the Balkan, which is one of my favorite regions, actually, we want to totally avoid places that allow smoking. So check in advance, because you might sit and it might feel great, and then people will sit next to you and start smoking, and it will totally drive you crazy. And of course, it's not healthy. If you stay for hours, you don't want to be in a place where people are smoking. Okay, moving on to another factor to consider, that taste of the coffee. So basically, the quality of the coffee or anything else you consume is important. So work is a lot more fun when you have good quality drinks and food. So this is another thing to think about. Now, jumping on to the next factor, which is basically the food options. So if you're planning to stay for a very long time, you're probably going to get hungry, which means that you're probably going to have to leave in the middle of your work. So it's better to stay in a place that offers food as well, and food that you enjoy. For example, nutritional food like salads and so on will give you a lot more energy than, you know, only a place that serves cakes. So this is something that is worth thinking of. One more thing to consider is the chair and table. So if you stay for many hours, you should have good quality chair where you feel comfortable, and you should have a high table that allows you to put the laptop in front of you so you won't put it on your lap for hours and hours. The next factor is the opening hours. So if you're a morning person, the last thing you want to do is wait for someone to open their coffee shop. It's kind of hard to locate a coffee shop that opens early in many parts of Europe, so it requires a little bit of investigation. And if you're a night person, of course, you want to check in advance that the place closes late enough. It's really depressing to go to a place and find out that they're closing 15 minutes after you sit down with your laptop. Okay, so going over to more, let's say, ambiguous aspects of picking a place, I would say something that I know a lot of people will not connect to, but your best first bet is coffee chains. Coffee chains like Costa and Starbucks might not be, as I mentioned before, authentic. However, they're built for laptop owners settling down there. And if you don't have a lot of time for trial and error and you need a place to go to work, nothing beats Starbucks. And I'm not getting paid for that, although I should. One more thing to think about is to avoid full places or small places. So when you go into a place, check how many tables does this place have, because you're going there with your laptop, you're going to work there for a long time. If it has less than 10 tables, even if it's empty, in a matter of minute it might get full. And then when it gets full, you will feel bad because you're taking someone's place and you're sitting with your laptop. So pick places in advance that have a lot of tables. That's preferable. Now, with that said, if a place is almost full, it might not be the best choice because it might get full and then again you feel the pressure to leave, plus there will be high level of noise. So once again, pick the right place. Now, one more thing that I'm always considering is it a self-serve place or does it have waiters? So one of the best indicators for me that a place can feel good for many, many hours to sit with a laptop is that it's self-serve. For example, Costa or Starbucks. So why is that? Because if a place has a waiter, the waiter is kind of instructed by the owner of the place to keep the place moving with new clients and so on, and they will keep on asking you, do you want something else and so on, and they will take your plates and so on. So basically there's a little bit more pressure on you when there are waiters and it gets a little bit more personal. However, when it's self-serve, you can kind of stay as much as you want, and it's pretty cool. So that's another factor to think about. Let's talk, however, about some etiquette, because you do want to create a win-win situation that both you and the owner of the place are winning by you staying there. So here are some general rules to keep you on the good side. So the first thing is try being fair. Order more stuff if you're staying longer. If you're staying in a place for 5 hours using the internet and electricity, don't only stay on a cup of tea. Try to order more, something to eat or a few coffees and so on, and it will be better for all sides. Also, try to take a smaller desk as possible if you're alone, because it makes sense. There is no reason for you to sit in a desk with a lot of chairs and take it from a group of people if you're only one person staying along with a laptop. And try not to disturb people with loud calls or long calls. And again, when the place is getting packed, leave. That's exactly the time to leave and take a walk. Okay, so let's talk now about picking an adequate place. So the idea is that you have to fit into where you are. So you want to pick a place to work with a laptop that is adequate, that feels good to work with. For example, if you're thinking about going to an Italian restaurant at 10 o'clock at night where you see only couples with candles holding hands and you're with the laptop, probably not a good idea. So you should avoid those and always try to fit in the environment that is right for people who work with a laptop. So try to pick a place that has a more casual crowd, preferably that you're not the only one with a laptop, and where it's socially acceptable to work with and it's important to say it's socially acceptable to work with laptops during the day. Working with laptops during the night is a little bit dodgy in a way, unless you're in a special place and that's where you should focus your work on during the day. I have to say that I personally love places that have this big table with the power outlets all over the place, since those big tables are designed specifically for people with laptop, and they will also allow you to have some social interaction. People are a little bit open-minded when they arrive with their laptop, so I actually met some people while working using those big tables that you can find on Costa and Starbucks. Now, you want to pick an affordable location as well. If you're working every day from a coffee shop, you're going to spend a lot of money there during the year. So picking a place that is a little bit cheaper will make a huge impact on your budget as well. So here, actually, local coffee shops will probably be a lot cheaper and have better quality of coffee and will also have better atmosphere in a way than coffee chains like Starbucks. And it will make a big cumulative impact on your expenses if you visit there regularly. With that said, sometimes when I need to isolate myself and I have an important call or I need to really be in a very sterile environment, I actually go to hotels, to the lobbies on hotels. They're usually empty. Nobody's there. I can have calls. They're extremely expensive, but that's why they're empty and they're reserved for special occasions only. Okay. The next factor to discuss is the fun. So you always have to think about, and this changes from each person, do you like the place that you work with? Does it have good vibes? Does it boost your creativity? Imagine a place that boosts your creativity. You're going to do a lot better work there. So this is something that, again, trial and error. But if you're working long-term in a coffee shop, try not to settle down on a place that doesn't feel fun. Try to locate this special place that feels fun and has all the criteria we talked about before. And fun also means that you have enough private space and you feel comfortable. I personally always look for cheerful places that have enough light, and I actually prefer to sit next to the window, have a little bit of air as well, and do some people watching as they walk in the street. So that's personally me. You know yourself better, and you have your probably your own preference to where is the corner that you want to take. Now, one more thing to consider is the security. So you want to pick a safe place for your valuables, especially if you're running for the bathroom and you're keeping your stuff. Maybe it's better also to ask someone to have a look. And personally, what I always do when I have a laptop, I have the special locker for the laptop and I always lock it no matter where I go. On the long run, it makes a lot of sense. Another factor to consider is the making calls. So let's say if your work involves a lot of making calls, try to pick a place that has a lot of space between the tables, preferably a corner table, which allows you to make calls without much noise that will disturb your call and will also disturb the other people in the place itself. One more interesting place to consider is actually the library. And I hope all of you have your library cards in your wallet. So basically, those libraries, the public libraries, can be really interesting options for nomadic workers. Most of them have Wi-Fi. And if you enjoy silence, try giving them a try. You might get addicted and better educated. So those were all the things that I think one should consider when trying to figure out which place is good for them while working online with a laptop. So I'll just conclude with saying that it takes some time to find the perfect coffee shop to work from. Try being experimental. Try different places constantly, which is also good because you don't want to be in the same place day after day. Have a few ones. If you're working long term in coffee shops, you will also know other parts of the city and so on. One of the best things to do is actually to ask your local friends where the best places to take your laptop and work, because they know a lot more than you, a digital nomad that just arrived to town. And that's basically it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, if you can consider leaving us a review on iTunes, that will be super helpful. You can visit becomenomad.com for detailed show notes, where you can also comment on the episode, and subscribe to the newsletter to receive some updates about what we're up to. Have a great week. Bye-bye.